And now, let's sing some short stories about the amazing koach of tefillah.
Yonah HaNavi was once in a ship when a storm caused the boat to sway and tip. He told the sailors, "Throw me into the ocean, for I am the cause of all this commotion." Hashem sent a giant fish to save the tzaddik, and he was swallowed up inside its massive stomach. From inside the fish, Yonah davened, oh how he prayed, "Oy Hashem, please save me from these mighty waves." Oy Hashem told the fish, "Bring Yonah to the land." She swam to shore and obeyed Hashem's command. Yonah was rescued from the raging sea. Hashem listened to the tefillah of the Navi. Rabbi Meir was one of the great Tanaim, but sad to say his neighbors were Rishaim. He tried so hard to learn in peace and quiet, but on purpose they created such a riot. Now because of all the noise his neighbors would make, he couldn't learn, he couldn't concentrate. Dive into Hashem, oh how we prayed, "Won't you please help them change their awful ways?" Ay, ay, ay. Children, do you know what happened then? They all did tshuva and became brand new men. They were quiet, they had begun to really care. Hashem listened to the tefillah of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yecheskel loved to learn Torah. Higher and higher in learning he climbed. Rabbi Yecheskel loved to learn Torah, but he was weak and caught colds all the time. Once he was captured by big Rishaim, and to freezing cold Siberia they sent him. He davened, "Hashem, I'll try to be brave and bold, but please protect me from this terrible cold." Nah, yeah, yeah. Hashem did a great nace for the tzaddik. In cold Siberia, he never once got sick. Hashem, who loves the tefillos of Yisrael, answered the tefillos of Rabbi Yecheskel. Just as Hashem hears the tefillos of tzaddikim when they daven, when they say tehillim, I hope that when you daven too, that Hashem will also answer you.